Hercule Poirot waited a moment, then he said quietly, "You were planning together to bring about your stepmother's death." Carol sobbed out brokenly, "We were mad, mad that evening." "Perhaps." "It's impossible for you to understand the state we were in." She sat up, pushing back the hair from her face. "It would sound fantastic. It wasn't so bad in America, but traveling brought it home to us so."
"Brought what home to you?" His voice was kind now, sympathetic.
"Our being different from other people. We got desperate about it. And there was Ginny."
"Ginny?"
"My sister. You haven't seen her. She was going, well, queer. And my mother was making her worse. She didn't seem to realize we were afraid, Ray and I, that Ginny was going quite mad. And we saw Nadine thought so too. And that made us more afraid, because Nadine knows about nursing and things like that."
"Yes, yes."
"That evening in Jerusalem, things kind of boiled up. Ray was beside himself. He and I got all strung up, and it seemed, oh, indeed, it did seem right to plan as we did. Mother wasn't sane. I don't know what you think, but it can seem quite right, almost noble, to kill someone."
Poirot nodded his head slowly. "Yes, it has seemed so, I know, to many. That is proved by history."
"That is how Ray and I felt that night." She beat her hand on the table. "But we didn't really do it. Of course we didn't do it. When daylight came, the whole thing seemed absurd, melodramatic. Oh, yes, and wicked, too. Indeed, indeed, Monsieur Poirot, Mother died perfectly naturally of heart failure. Ray and I had nothing to do with it."
Poirot said quietly, "Will you swear to me, mademoiselle, as you hope for salvation after death, that Mrs. Boynton did not die as the result of any action of yours?" She lifted her head. Her voice came steady and deep.
"I swear," said Carol, "as I hope for salvation, that I never harmed her."
Poirot leaned back in his chair.
"So," he said, "that is that."
There was a silence. Poirot thoughtfully caressed his superb moustache. Then he said,
"What exactly was your plan?"
"Plan?" "Yes, you and your brother must have had a plan." In his mind, he ticked off the seconds before her answer came. 1, 2, 3.
"We had no plan," said Carol at last. "We never got as far as that."
Hercule Poirot got up.
"That is all, mademoiselle. Will you be so good as to send your brother to me?"
Carol rose. She stood undecidedly for a minute.
"Monsieur Poirot, you do believe me?"
"Have I said," asked Poirot, "that I do not?"
"No, but—"
She stopped.
He said, "You will ask your brother to come here."
"Yes."
She went slowly towards the door. She stopped as she got to it, turning round passionately.
"I have told you the truth. I have."
Hercule Poirot did not answer. Carol Boynton went slowly out of the room.